No one wants a long speech at the beginning of an episode, so hello, welcome back. Don't forget youtube.com/@mymatebought a toaster. You can watch loads of our episodes online. Should we get on with it? Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Fox talking to these funny people. He's asking what they're buying and they're telling stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, oh, toaster for my love. Right, welcome back. It's My Mate Bought a Toaster again. Once more, we're diving into an Amazon purchase history. This week, I've got the fabulous comedian, Ori Styler.
Yes.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm tired. I really am. I was saying before I came in here, I have 3 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But as soon as the camera's on, I'm good to go. So don't worry about that.
Don't worry about them being on. Mm. I like my guests tired and a bit disinhibited.
Oh, because I can't then control what I'm saying and think about how I give the right answer or the media-trained answer to some of the questions you might ask me. That's a good tactic.
The PR part of your brain.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's lack of sleep. That person has left the building.
It's like a legal way of giving me alcohol, so it loosens the tongue a bit. Okay. Fair enough.
That's it. So I've just logged into your Amazon account.
Yes, you have.
On my little tablet here. Mm. Your feelings right now, how are you? Are you a very sort of prolific Amazon shopper?
There was years that I would spend, I think the same years all of us did, a lot of our time on Amazon buying stuff so it can get delivered to our house so we couldn't go elsewhere to get stuff. Mm-hmm. Those years are covered with things.
Excellent.
2021, 2022... drops off a little bit when you realize I can't spend all my money on Amazon.
Yeah.
And 2023, I started to look back and think, wow, I've not really ordered that much. 2024, I've been a lot more conservative in my spending.
I think people are more conservative in their spending anyway with everything, but with Amazon especially, I think people are being more mindful about just spending every single penny on Amazon. But hilariously, at the same time as being mindful, they're still using it every day. Do you know what I mean? It's this thing of going, I really must stop smoking. So what I'm going to do is, do you know, it's that thing.
I use it as a price check. So sometimes I'll be out and about and I see something. Like, you've been to a shop before where you've got a nice guy who's behind the counter who's not trying to sell to make money. He just wants, that's where he works. And he gives you the right advice. Like, you might go and say, I need a HDMI cable and it costs £40 at the shop. Mm. And he goes, mate, listen, honestly, get it off Amazon. So you then price check it on Amazon and go, you know what? He's right. Oh, thank you. Appreciate you. You just order it for half the price on Amazon instead. I use that now as a price check for things that are what I call secondary items. Like, as much, I don't want to get into the geeky stuff of it.
No, please do. That's what we're all about.
All right, cool.
Geeky, okay. Mundane. Welcome along.
All right. So a TV is a TV. I would call that a primary item. That's things that people see, the thing that you buy. Yeah. But then the secondary items are what you need to connect your TV to other things. So HDMI cables, if it's a computer, maybe an Ethernet cable or USB cables. People don't know that there are different HDMI cables that carry different bandwidth of signals from this. One end to the other.
Oh, talk to me.
you're getting your rocks off of
HDMI cables. Air conditioning down a bit, please. So, air conditioning is a primary item, by the way.
Okay, that's a primary item, definitely. Mm. The tubes around that you have to replace around the house, be secondary.
I'd say the batteries to go in the control panel, tertiary.
Tertiary, that...
Good use
love
of the
it.
Word
Come
tertiary.
On. There
Welcome
we go.
To the show.
I love this, man. So, like, the cables, some of them are, like, some of them can carry 8K signals up to 60 frames per second.
Can our eyes see 8K?
Yes, it can. It can. It
My
can do.
My old man eyes can
yes,
see
they can.
8K?
Your eyes can see 8K. They may not be able to digest how fast 8K images come onto the screen. Where that's when you're talking about frames and hertz.
FPS, mate.
FPS, yeah, frames per second.
My kids are massively into frames per second now because of gaming.
That's why I'm into it.
Yes.
And that's why when I talk about the HDMI cables, you go to a store, there might be one that you see and it's like £120 for a cable and it's 2 meters long. Just to go from your PlayStation to your television because it's gold plated, it's got a wider bandwidth and it carries so much more of the signal so you can play Spider-Man 2 on PS5 and you see how smooth it is. But then the guy will go to Amazon and you'll see it there and you'll get it cheaper.
Would I notice the difference?
Yes.
If I set you up in here now with a PS5, not going to happen, by the way. Very low budget.
Right. I got one at home.
Yeah.
That's fine.
By the way, gaming, I'm already seeing that on the first item. I think that's going to be a theme. We have a gamer on our hands.
Yes, you do.
On our very well supple, very thummy hands.
Yes, you do.
Really good muscles. I can see a well formed. Look at the muscles on those thumbs,
there
man.
There you go. And I use it for gaming before you lot put two and two together and get seven, all right?
Yeah. gaming, playing with certain toys.
The joystick.
There you go. That's what we're calling it now. I need to see a doctor about my joystick. But if I put you in here with a gold-plated HDMI,
yes,
and next door with a bronze-plated one, don't know why I'm saying bronze, just because of the Olympics.
Bronze-plated, but yeah, go on.
You reckon you'd notice
100%. I would know also how to go into the settings of the TV and the PS5, so it knows to send signals to your screen.
You are a Currys employee's living nightmare. I've been at Currys for a month, and you rock up.
Oh, mate. I've done that a few times.
Just for fun.
In a good way, though.
This is going to be nerdy, guys.
It's going to be mad nerdy.
Listen, other episodes are available.
We like to listen to Toast. And we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to Toast. La, la, la,
we're going back in time to your first ever orders.
Okay, go ahead.
2000 plus 6.
2006?
2006.
I have had Amazon for nearly 20 years. 18 years it is. Mm-hmm. You never think about it that far back. Wow, what did I order?
Well, computer games.
What game?
Nothing but computer games. Super Smash Bros. On the GameCube.
Yes. I went to University of East London for like a year and a bit.
Okay.
It was bad. Bad experience, bad course.
What were you studying?
At the time, computer games technology. But that's not the reason why. The course was tricky, but I would have stuck to it if it was a better uni.
Yeah.
We had people breaking into each other's rooms at halls of residence.
What?
It was that kind of experience.
Yeah.
And because it happened to me twice, it just ruins the experience for you. So you're like, what am I doing here? My grades, I'm slipping a bit because I'm stressed out about who's breaking into where.
Yeah.
I've moved from one halls to another and it's happened more than once.
So obviously people heard about your gold-plated HDMI and started breaking in and burglarizing,
probably.
Why not? So you left that uni.
Yeah.
Did you go to another uni or did you just...
I went to Middlesex and I did marketing.
Okay. Mm.
Did marketing.
Does that help when you're selling yourself as a brand?
It used to, but marketing changes so much now.
Mm.
The fundamentals are still there, but the platforms are different. So we use social media. People use marketing into direct through their apps on their phone as opposed to like push notifications, as opposed to always it being adverts, billboards and televisions. It's different now. So
I mean, obviously, you probably learned about how to make a nice leaflet.
All that stuff.
Not going to be helpful.
That's not helpful.
I can do
now.
A flyer.
That's not helpful now. But I did behavioral psychology as well as an addition to it.
Yes.
That helps. So I understand why the mind works and what it wants to buy when it comes to things that are sold to them.
Tell me the top line. What's the number one behavioral psychology thing that you use now? Because I have been looking at your stuff online. Your website's amazing. Mm. All your social stuff is great. It's just got it's got clarity.
Yeah.
And so many people lack that when they are selling themselves. They don't quite know what they do.
So
they end up maybe doing a podcast and a radio show and other
things. Yeah. I would. It has to be ease of access. I would say is the number one thing. So the reason my website is tidy, I need people to go there and only click twice before they find the thing they want. So if they go to my website for a tour date, they click on there, they see tour shows. They click on that link tour shows, right?
Yep.
And they see which date they want and bam, they're on the ticket page. That's it.
Yeah.
You never want to go more than 5 clicks to get from A to B.
Welcome to the Diary of a CEO on My Mobile Toaster. This is great, man. The little marketing TED talk. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, and Smash Bros is a game I bought on the GameCube when I was playing it when I was staying at Halls of Residence.
It's a great game.
It is. And I bought it for my GameCube and then I got the Nintendo Wii. I got it first day it came out. Nobody could get it, but I worked at HMV at the time, pre-ordered mine, picked mine up. We stayed till midnight and I could take mine home from 12:01. Was the first one in my whole.
Look, straight away, he's got the Wii body going on. You're holding the controllers. Wii Tennis was amazing.
Wii Tennis was phenomenal.
We had so much fun on that thing.
Yeah.
And it was such a great... And Nintendo was so clever at that, at making computer games
joyful
and sociable as well. Because this is the interesting thing. You're into computer games, right? But you are an extrovert and you're a sociable, likable guy. And a lot of people who like computer games tend to...
Be introverted.
Sort of introverted and just don't really want to talk to people.
Well, I am more introverted off stage, off camera.
Yeah, okay.
That I switch off. I'm on tour now. Mm. Every time I come off afterwards, my team know... that once I'm done, there's a big come down.
And only certain people who have to weaponize and monetize that side of their personality understand what it is to have that crash.
Total different industry, but people who work as nurses have to do the same thing because they have to keep a bedside manner up all the time always smiling, always being positive. Once they're done, sometimes they don't even want to care about their own self because it's exhausting.
Yeah, sometimes I think nursing might be harder than comedy. Okay.
Sometimes.
It definitely is. That was a joke. It definitely is. That was a joke. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. At ToasterPod is the main way trying to jam. It's simple like a sarnie filled with cheese and ham. At ToasterPod, at ToasterPod, at ToasterPod, I swear it's not a scam. 2007, Ori Styler.
Yes.
One order placed, £587.99. Can you tell me what else? Do you remember? 07?
Wait, how much is the price?
£587.99. This is when you were in Wembley. This was delivered to Wembley.
So £587.99. 2007. Not a clue. Give me a hint.
It's running along the theme which we're already seeing.
Of gaming and stuff.
Tech.
Of tech.
Yeah. I'll tell you. It's the Acer Aspire.
Oh!
Laptop.
I got that because someone broke into my room when I was at university and stole the computer that I had in the room.
Serious?
I'm serious. University of East London, at the time that I was there, was like a practice run for a detention centre. It was it was full of it. Like,
People were learning their tricks. And were learning a very bad trade, but they were still...
There was one guy called... I don't even care about where he is now. His name's S. I remember he was always the guy that would come and knock on my door and say, yo, you got any sugar and all of that. And me and him were never cool. It was him. It was checking. I went on game.
Looking over the shoulder.
You got any sugar? Like,
got any laptops? Sugar, sorry. Coffee.
I went up on game then. I was like 18. I was dumb. I wasn't like really privy to like how people moved at university. I knew how people move where I live, but at uni didn't get it.
So you were learning stuff at university.
How
learning about deadlocks and chains and, you know, wrong-ins.
It's all uni doors, isn't it? So it's the doors that they put on there. You just think it's a lock and a...
Yeah.
And they just kick that through.
Only on a halls of residence can you get away with just going into a door and going, bang, kicking it open.
Hear the joke now. I get that laptop. We move into another halls. When we move to another halls, I was so vexed because the room that I was in was a nice little studio room where you had... I didn't want to go for a kitchen where you shared. Yeah. I wanted everything to be in the room so I never had to come out of it because I was so vexed about having to be sharing with other people, people knowing my whereabouts, what I buy, what I do after what happened the first time.
Yeah.
I then get this room. The door facing my door, same guy.
No.
Same guy.
No.
One weekend I go away.
His dad was in charge of the room distribution.
It must have been.
It's a scam, man. It's a fix. He's still there now. He's like 40.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, he's still there.
So he's there. I realised how you could open these doors that we had now. The doors that we had, it wasn't like a deadlock. You could get a card and slide it in and manoeuvre the door to push it open. I knew that because I was trying to figure out how he did it to mine, and I was good at practising on my door, and I realised that's how it's done.
So easy to do.
Happens again. I come back. And I know it's him. Because he's like this corridor now that we're in, you can't simply access. It's literally on that corridor, your key can only open that corridor up. And there you are in that corridor. And there's maybe 8 rooms and they all have their own kitchen. So
you
no one
confronted
has
him.
Out.
Tell me you confronted him.
The first time I went to where his room was, and I went and I looked at him, and he was sitting in there with a couple of his friends. They were just laughing and chilling. Now, remember, it's me, one on my own, and like 3 guys in the room. I can't really say anything. Plus, what am I going to say? You took my stuff. He'd be like, shut up. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, and that's you scuppered. It's so annoying when you want to confront people about stuff and you know they've done it and you know they're just going to deny it. I saw the other day, this guy drove his car really, really quickly past my kids going to school. And I saw his car parked outside the gym. And I went to the gym and said, look, we need to talk to this guy who's got this car. Complete denial. Complete denial. And I'm like, mate, I saw you just did it. You nearly ran over a bunch of girls. You were doing 70 miles an hour on a 20 mile an hour road.
That's wild,
It's one of those occasions where I wish I had faith so I could just go, well, you're going to hell.
I'm on the other side where I do have that. So there's a little bit of solace where I go, you know what? If I don't get any justice in this life, you'll get it in the next.
Are you a man of faith then?
Yes.
Are you? And Christian?
Yes.
And how often do you worship? Do you go to church?
If I can't go, I watch service at least live every Sunday.
Okay.
So you have your ups and downs. You have your times where you haven't been church, or you have your times where you don't attend church for a long time because maybe you just haven't. But when I got into my 30s, I got back into it a lot more comfortably, a lot better.
Yeah, because you get closer to death. That's what it is. The older you get, it's like, I'm really starting
to get
this.
One of the reasons. My matey bought a toaster.
Ori Styler. Again, plenty of gadgetry. We've got cartridges for printing. We've got a photo smart all-in-one printer.
Yeah, yeah.
Entrepreneurship and Small Business by Paul Burns. Marketing Communication. So is this when you're doing your degree? 2009?
2009. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so 2008 to 2011 is when I went to Middlesex. So those books were probably because I needed them for studying at university.
Okay, 2010. A lot of things here. Again, 1.8 meter HDMI to HDMI cable. £1.67.
Yeah, it's
probably not gold. Yeah,
it's not gold plated. But then you didn't need it to be.
No.
You didn't need it to be.
They weren't the K's.
Yeah, being HDMI at that point was enough.
Yeah.
You had either HD ready, which was 720p, or you had full HD, which is 1080p, if you were lucky back then.
I love that HD ready.
Mm.
That's hilarious. just being ready for when that moment
We're
comes.
Ready for it, but it's not that clear.
Yeah. At some point in the near future, you'll need it.
Mm.
November 2010, you have spent £170 on a Kindle.
My mum.
Okay.
I bought my mum a Kindle, and she used it for a good while, but when she got an iPad and then got the Kindle app on the iPad, she didn't need the Kindle itself.
Yeah, everything's an app. Everything's an app.
I sold the Kindle for her on eBay, but I sent it without it being signed for or tracked. It got to the other destination, and they said, we ain't receiving
it. Oh, I hate that. I've had that as well.
And I messaged him saying, bro, I know the scam. Come on, don't do this to me.
Also,
please.
Crucially, I very much got your address.
Yeah, that's another thing. But they were so far away that it's not like I would drive. They did that. I was going to give my mum the money because it was her Kindle.
Yeah.
But then I still had to give it to her because I sold it. But then, like, it was a scam that they did and I had to pay them the money. So they got a free Kindle out of me.
You got to put your tracking on packages.
I learned that then.
Yeah,
that
these are the lessons. When you're at uni, forget marketing.
Yeah.
You know, you are learning about bolting a door and putting tracking on packages.
I learned that now, yeah, but that was bad.
If you could go back in time 20 years, that'd be the first thing you'd say.
I mean, one of the things I remember now to say, look, always just pay the extra £2 so you can track where that thing has gone.
Are you very money conscious? Because I'm like that. Even if it's £1.50, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. It depends on what we're talking about. Like, I buy clothes from a company called AS Colour.
Mm-hmm.
It's not branded for me. I don't wear branded stuff. I don't spend stupid money just so I can say Hugo Boss on my top for a hoodie, which I can get without Hugo Boss on there and be the same feel, the same quality, and a quarter of the price.
I find clothes branding really weird when people do that.
It's too much, but it's a status symbol. We learned this in marketing as well. Like, people buying a Rolls Royce. The Rolls Royce is not a great car.
No.
They'll tell you it's really well built, it's luxury, but it's not the fastest, it's not the most efficient. It's a car that when you pay for it, you can turn around and say, I was able to buy the two R's. Yeah. And that's what it is. And that's what the clothing is. That's why I save my money and pull my money back on. But on tech, I always buy quality. There is a reason for that, though.
Yeah, I want the biggest hard drive. I want the quickest stuff. I want the bidibidibidir. And I'm always going to... Because it does make it more future-proof. It does last longer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my TV at home is 65 inches, 8K Samsung QLED television.
What's the FPS? What we're saying here?
It does up to 120 frames per second.
Oh, my God.
It's a very powerful TV, right? I got it during Black Friday 2021. Because my birthday's around that time as well, so I kind of treated myself to it. We are now in, 2024? So it'll be over 2 years I've had that TV.
Okay, let me guess. That's high end. In 2021, that's thousands. It's QLED.
QLED, that's 65 like 10 inch.
Grand. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
7
no.
grand.
No.
5.
No. 3, it was 3.2, but then a Black Friday went down to 2.8.
Oh, that's...
To 2.8.
Yeah.
And then also when you bought it for Black Friday, you got a free soundbar and a free flip phone. And I sold those two, right?
Not to Perth.
No, hand to hand this time. I had to look you in the eye so you could see that.
And I've got tracking.
Yeah, exactly.
After you hand it over to them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm tracking you.
I know what you look like now. And I can afford to come to wherever you live, that kind of thing. But I sold that. I sold them and I made a bit of the money back.
Yeah.
But that TV will last me 10 years easy.
Oh, and the happy times you'll have watching it.
It's 8K. Like, we're only starting to produce 8K content on, like, not even streaming services, but like YouTube, online services. Netflix don't do 8K yet, but they will do.
So when you whoomp an 8K on there, are you just like...
It's phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So I'll pay for the quality like that, where some people go to like a supermarket and buy one of those TVs.
Yeah.
I can see the difference when I'm playing video games.
Yeah.
I think the TVs are great for people that don't care about the difference. They just want to watch the program or enjoy the program they want to watch.
Yes.
So I don't put that down. But my way of looking at... like my clothing might be their way of looking at a TV. I just need something to wear. Yeah, yeah. It's going to get me by.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And it's going to work.
Pragmatic.
Yeah.
But you're a pragmatic guy, Ori. I like this.
Thank
you. Very good. God, I feel like I need to make a phone call to you once a week.
Whenever you're
ready. Get some life advice.
That's fine by me. All right. But your life is going good too.
Everything's absolutely fine. Yeah. I get to sit here on the sofa talking crap. You know, I'm not sitting in an office right now, guys. It's all fine. All right, 2011, December, you bought some traditional modelling balloons.
I used to do children's entertainment.
Okay.
So kids' parties and stuff.
Right.
And I used to make balloon animals at my kids' parties, yeah.
What's the best balloon animal that you made?
Dog? No, I used to make, it'd be a hat, a sword, and a shield. So you can give, like, make three of them and then give it to each one so they can go around with a fake shield and whack each other with the sword.
Yeah.
So that would be my favourite one to do of the three. Is because
a bit of harmless violence as well, because a balloon, it's very hard to injure someone with a balloon.
Exactly. So, and it's so innocent, you tire the kids out, because if you have a giraffe, they just hold it and they show their parents. They go, hold that for me while I go and do everything else.
Yeah.
You give them a sword, they're going at it.
It must have been exhausting.
It was.
How many a day would you do?
For first company I did in East London, it was like a jungle gym, but they also did parties on the weekends.
How long's the party?
Hour long. You do three in a day, roughly, maybe. Could maybe squeeze four in. So 4 hours.
Okay. And you'd structure them so you'd know what was coming up next. You'd know what was going to happen.
Exactly. And because in the jungle gym, it's a team of people. It's not just you doing everything.
Yeah.
They got like they had a cafeteria which made all the food for the kids' parties. They had parents would bring in like their own birthday cake. We'd have one room where you do all the games, and then in the next room where they all eat and chill and sing happy birthday and so on.
What's the takeaway from spending all that time with kids? Did you learn a lot about them?
The kids are not who you observe the most in terms of the behaviour. It's the parents.
Never look at the dog, look at the owner.
Yes, the parents.
Shh, nothing true, never a truer word said.
You just learn so much by watching the parent. It's crazy. Yeah. I've seen kids go crazy. And the parents are just quick to go dump them off, get out of it.
The dump and run trick. When those parties start happening, sorry, I can leave them here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Bye! And then just apologising to whoever's working there. I'm so sorry. Vitamins B and C and D. Get it for myself, for my health, on the cheap. Gotta stay in shape, but I'm so lazy. Prime online, next day delivery. 2011 now.
Yeah.
Again, loads of tech in 2012. More entertainment, balloons, chocolate brown, modelling balloons. Yeah, lots of balloons.
So the kids party. When I did, I worked for a company called Just Kids Parties.
Okay.
And that was one way of, rather than being at the jungle gym, you go to different parts of the country and they would book you to do the parties at different places.
It must have helped with stand-up. It must have helped your performance skills.
Yes and no. It helped with stand-up with performing, but then there was a time in 2014 where I did one of the first bits of like viral comedy that we'd ever seen. It was me talking about garage music and how you dance to it when you see a friend in a nightclub and stuff, right? Yeah. When I did that, I would go to these kids' parties and the parents would be like,
oh,
wait a minute, hold on,
you,
it's you, that's you, in it. And then
and
all of a sudden
the dancing stuff to you,
they want me to all the time. And the problem was is I can't keep an eye on the kids and keep them entertained, where now you want to always talk to me, because in your head I'm this guy who everyone keeps sending a video to you on Facebook, on WhatsApp and so on. So that's the reason why I pulled away from doing.
And how, right, okay, but that was a real sort of you know, crossing of the roads there, right? That was a real split. How was viral fame? Because some people react to that differently.
At the time, it was before we knew how... It was before people tried to be viral. It just happened.
Yeah.
It was before we knew the power of being viral.
And the cash of being viral as
and
well.
And the cash of being viral if you knew how to cash in. But one thing...
Pure time for the viral guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One thing I loved about it...
Early adopters.
It was 10 years ago in October that happened. What I'm so happy to know is I didn't want to jump in on this and become the garage dancing comedian guy.
There's more to Ori Styler than the garage dancing comedian guy.
I didn't want it in the least, so I pulled back. I had family, let's make merchandise. No. I had friends going, yo, let's do a garage tour. There were people that were writing like garage songs because that influenced them. There were whole events that started and they wanted me to be the host of it, and I became the host of it for a long time, called the UKG Brunch, and I worked with them for many years.
For a second I thought you said brunch.
Yes, brunch.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, UKG Brunch.
So you meet up for brunch?
Yeah, but it's UK garage music, 400-500 people just dancing and eating chicken wings.
That is amazing.
But because that stemmed from like me doing that whole garage bit. No one really knew what viralness was 10 years ago.
No.
No one was chasing it. And I knew, but what I did know is I don't want to be the viral guy. I need you to not come to my show and only think of me as the one trick pony.
That's marketing right there.
Yeah.
That's clarity and that's clout. Because if that was me at a point where someone's offering me dollar signs.
Yeah.
And there's numbers on the internet showing me that it's working.
Didn't want it, yeah.
Yeah, that's strong. Because I'm like, okay, cheers.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate on a toaster.
All right, we're going to move to 2020 now.
Okay.
How many orders did you place in 2020, do you think?
It's going to be near the 700-800.
Mark? There's a lot of things. So the number of...
Maybe more.
I wouldn't say this is the number of objects you buy. This is just orders. So one order, you can order 20 things.
Okay, cool.
Order. You made 218 orders.
Oh, then it's definitely... We're looking at maybe over 1,200 items then.
Okay. And now, obviously, 2020, is this because of lockdown or did other things start to happen?
It's because of lockdown, but I also found a way to make lockdown... not so bad for me.
tell me more.
Well, you pick an order and I'll tell you why.
Okay. What is going on here? You bought a Nez case for a Raspberry Pi.
There we go. Now we're going to get into the meat and,
what is
the meat and vegetables.
But you, this cost 40 quid and you bought that on the 15th of August and you bought a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus.
Yes. Model B Plus 3. Yeah, 3 Model B Plus.
13th of August, same thing. You bought it twice on the 30th of August. You're buying little memory cards.
The SD cards, yeah.
SD cards everywhere. And you're doing it again and again. Again.
And again. And again. All right. Any guess why?
You're making illegal Nintendos.
I can neither confirm nor deny my activities during that time.
Oh, we're finally going to appear in court. Oh, that's so exciting. I've always wanted this show to go big.
I think I can say it. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get into too much trouble.
It's fine. Mario's not listening.
And I don't have to say how many I made. I could just say
I can see how many you made. It's every...
Thomas.
Okay.
Nah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go on.
So... Raspberry Pi are their little kind of computers that you can program. Some people do it as like controls for little servers. They add hard drives to it and then they use it to send data to. So it's like a storage server.
Computer chip, right?
Yeah, they're about the size of a wallet. Tiny.
Yeah.
The most common thing that people use them for, though, were little video games consoles that you could plug into your TV. And you could put 10, 20, 1,000 games on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was making one or two of them during lockdown.
For friends and family, yeah?
For friends and family.
That's right, yeah.
And just, you know, to keep them, you know, going good in their households. And they, with the legalities of it, as whether they put games on it is up to them.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You're making it for your own personal use, Your Honour.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
So people would use them and you'd plug it into your TV and you could play, like, loads of retro video games on there. I've heard that some people put like 6,700 games on them.
Because a game in 1994,
A couple of kilobytes. So I used to play Pokemon at my school on the computers. I'd save it on my login. And you just a ROM and an emulator. Emulator is the machine you put the ROM into and the ROM is the game. The emulator emulates the machine it's emulating.
Yeah.
Pokemon Gold was about a megabyte.
Can you imagine?
Half a megabyte even?
If you're back in 1994, 95, right? Or whenever, and you're watching these games come out and they're mind-blowingly cool, whether it's Pokemon, Mario, whatever. I remember playing like Platform Mario on the 64, Nintendo 64. The idea that one day you would be able to sit there and fit that and, every game in the shop...
On a little SD card.
The size of your fingernail.
Yep.
Is mind-boggling. When people say the future hasn't delivered, it has, but it's delivered in a very niche place. Your garage, specifically.
Yeah.
You were working day and night. This is incredible.
Yeah.
How did you discover you could do this? When did you
By backward engineering, one that I had bought for myself. So I bought one and saw it. It was like, this is cool. And like those little Raspberry Pis are like, you buy them and they're free to build what you want on them. That's the idea of why so many people used to buy them and just build their own little projects.
And you put them in a, for example, high Kig NES case for Raspberry Pi. So you buy a case that looks just like the Nintendo, so it looks the same.
Yep. And then you put it in there. Yeah. And they're small. They're about this big.
Yeah.
Just plug into your TV via HDMI and power to them as well.
How much would someone, if they were to buy them, which of course you wouldn't be doing, you weren't doing this for profit, how much would someone expect to pay?
I think people were paying like £100 to £150, depending on the design that they had.
How many games are on there?
No. Not, I don't think the games are so easy for people to put on and take off. I think it was more to do with if you had like regular wired controllers or wireless controllers or what case you put them in, or if you put them in just a regular small shell black case or one that's designed to look like a Super Nintendo.
Great. Yeah. And how many could you, in theory, make?
About 10, 12 in a day. I could probably make that in a day.
Did you ever worry that Amazon would caught on to the fact that you
think Amazon cared about what I was buying if they were too busy going, I want to sell everything on here? Because Amazon, their stock was so high, they weren't caring about little me.
Sounds like you've got your defense ready to go, to be honest. If anyone's after a PS5 in 10 years' time, drop her an email.
The bootleg one.
So many funny people buying things so strange. You're never going to find it. Looks like you've been about red-handed. You say it's just a joke, but it hasn't really left.
Where do you see this in 10 years' time? But talk about fun tech, please. Don't give me the AI end of the world stuff. Give me the fun stuff. Are we going to be all... Because I saw actually earlier on you bought a VR headset. I'm interested in VR. I think maybe I'm going to skip out getting the new Xbox and I'll just go straight to VR.
I think a lot more people are going to make augmented reality headsets that don't look like Daft Punk made prescription goggles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Vision Pros are great in theory.
This is the Apple thing,
isn't it? The Apple ones, yeah. They're great in theory, but... they're so chunky.
You got a battery hanging off it.
Exactly. It's a whole cable going into the battery pack. For me, that's too much. Or connecting to your phone or whatever it connects to.
But people will get to a place with the VR stuff where it's just... and we've seen pictures already with the Vision Pro. They'll just walk around in life with them on all the time.
But you told me not to talk about the bad stuff. See, I think that looks ridiculous. I think when that happens, you create a bigger disconnect. It's like do you remember watching... Back to the Future 2 when they're in the future of 2015.
And
Marty McFly's kid in there, like from the future, is watching four different programs and has these big goggles on his face and just looks ridiculous. That disconnect, I think, is a dangerous place. You could see it already with kids now where they don't go out and meet up with their friends by riding a bicycle somewhere. They just talk to them on an iPad.
Yeah, I know.
And as much as that's how evolution of technology has happened and is where it is now, that's almost acceptable. But when it becomes stuff when you start to do augmented reality like the Vision Pros, then it goes into dangerous territory. So when it comes to like any holidays we do, it's nice to think, let's go somewhere where the phone doesn't work.
Yeah. 1993?
No.
If I could go on a holiday to 1993, that would be smashing.
I've skied down a mountain like on FaceTime to friends or family. Like, hey, look at what I'm doing. It's
good
great
stuff. It's good content.
It's good great stuff. Content, but it also makes me realise just how accessible they've made us to be able to be on the phone. And
it's not a great place to put yourself psychologically. And if you are watching a clip of Ari saying this, then please don't forget to like and follow our channel. Thank you so much.
Subscribe, rate, review. 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 And don't forget to leave a review. Subscribe, rate, review. To my mate butter toaster. And don't forget to say something nice.
Oh my God, what I love about this show is I sit down with someone I don't know, and by the end I'm like, I know so much about you.
This has been really fun.
Oh good, I'm glad to hear it.
Like, I've sat there thinking, he ain't gonna find anything on my Amazon, and I totally forgot the stuff that I had ordered. But there's a running theme, it's all tech.
Yes.
It's all tech.
Yeah.
Tech or toenail clippers.
Tech or toenail clippers. So look, let's see where you're at now, okay? The last few weeks, you've bought a breakaway lanyard with card holders.
Yeah, if I'm on tour. So we put our the AAA passes, Access All Area passes, in them. So rather than giving us wristbands, then you can just see our passes and go, oh, yeah, yeah, go through.
But what I'm loving about this is you're building your, again, it comes back to the marketing thing, you're building this thing where you've got access to all areas for guys, you've got merch, you're thinking about comedy in a really, oh God, this sounds like a, in a pretty 360 sort of way, but you're building the whole platform. Some comedians sit there and try and write jokes about buses being annoying. And it's like
ChatGPT type of jokes, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you've just got this whole surround sound thing going on.
You have to. I can't remember which music artist said this recently, but he said music artists, like rappers or R&B singers, they write music so they can go on tour, and they go on tour so they can sell merch. That's where the money is. Mm-hmm. Because I tell you, don't record the show. You might tell your friends, but if you go, oh, it was so good, I even bought a hat, or I bought a hoodie, or I bought a t-shirt, or I bought a backpack, whatever it is, you take that with you.
Yeah.
People can go, you know what? I'm not just here to listen to you. I feel like I'm part of the experience.
Yes.
And that's what you sell.
You're taking away a slice of it, a physical evidence that they like you. I like that. I'm still struggling with thinking of what merch I can do for this show. Because people always say they're happy to get merch for the show. Well, I can't get toasters. That's weird.
With this show?
Yeah, what do you do? My mate bought a toaster, going through Amazon purchase histories. What am I going to get people? Do you think there's like tape for when you're sealing like a package or something? I just can't work it out.
Tape might be good for when you're sealing an Amazon package.
Yeah, because you can get merch. You can get tape with merchandise on it. Branding on it. It's quite useful. I'm genuinely using you as a...
No, we could... Now. Let's have a quick think. All
right. Good.
Let's have a quick think.
Yeah, what are people going to want to buy? Listen to the show, 10 quid, 20 quid maybe to support the show.
Always try and give them things that they would need or use.
A mug.
A mug is one, but people have so many mugs, it's space taking.
Yes, good. Oh, my
God. So people have so many mugs now. So, like, I wouldn't buy a mug, not because I don't like mugs, I just ain't got any space for it.
Yeah. Fine.
Here's one.
Go on.
A tote bag. That could be like, it says deliver here or whatsoever.
Lovely.
And it's a bag that people carry so they can put their Amazon parcels in.
Lovely.
That could be the theme of it.
Yes.
Like you can link it in that sense.
Or do we do like a screw you, I'm off to the high street, keeping the high street alive.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something there. Okay, tote bags, good. Everyone loves tote bags.
Tote bags everyone loves. Hats, t-shirts and hoodies, always. People always need hat, t-shirts and hoodies.
Amazon drivers wear caps, don't they?
They do, yeah. Well, yeah, the ones that are like Amazon, not like the third party ones, but yeah, they do.
Maybe I'll do something there, okay?
Yeah.
If you think of anything else, drop me a line.
I will do. Patreon.com/toasterpod.
You're on tour.
I am on tour.
Everywhere, all over the world. I mean, you're off to New York to see your other half.
Yes.
Are you going to gig out there?
Yeah, I'll probably pick up a couple of shows in New York City. It's a big, big tour, and it doesn't end until November the 30th, so there's a lot of dates. Day after my birthday, actually.
Man.
Yeah, man. So there's a lot of dates still available. We will continue adding more dates. Brilliant. If you want to find out more about the tour, you can go to auristyler.co.uk. Just type in my name, Ori Styler, you'll find the tour dates.
There's not many others.
There's no other Auries or Stylers.
It's a great name. You are unique. And also, of course, don't forget, if you do have a kids' party and you like balloons...
Never again.
Too late, mate.
I will never again. You couldn't pay me enough to do kids' parties. No way.
For me, that would be an interesting TV show.
No.
Just Ori sitting on a sofa and a millionaire going, 200 grand. And you going, oh, fine, I'll do it.
If a millionaire's doing it...
There you go.
I think my price would be a lot less than 200 grand.
Good to know. Someone wants a new QLED. Thank you so much, Ori. That was brilliant. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
That is Ori Styler's life as told via his Amazon purchase history. Don't forget you can watch that episode and loads of other episodes at youtube.com/@mymatebought-a-toaster. Please go and subscribe, like I said last time. And thank you very much, by the way, to one of you who wrote a comment on YouTube, which made me laugh a lot. As I mentioned last time, it is free to subscribe to a YouTube channel. And someone whose name I don't have in front of me, and I can't be bothered to fall into a YouTube hole looking for it, but one of you said, "Oh, now I know it's free, I'm happy to subscribe," as a comment, which I thoroughly, let me tell you, thoroughly enjoyed. I do like the comments on the YouTube. youtube.com/@mymatebought-a-toaster. Please subscribe. Next week, suffice to say, I'm very excited about seeing this guy again, as it turns out.
Yeah. Do you remember me?
No, I don't remember seeing you gig. And I remember you appearing when you'd signed with Curb.
So I gigged with you before that. It was when you were doing Torchwood.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Where was it?
generic student union.
Oh, yeah, those guys. I remember. I remember the ones.
But you know what I mean? Like, a student union on a Thursday night. Mm. I think you were comparing.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's how I mostly got
would have been in the middle.
Okay. Could you ever have foreseen then, and this sounds like a wanky question, but like you've done
you
pretty
going
well.
Through my Amazon.
Yeah, could you hear us being on a sofa? That's right, Josh Widdicombe is going to be revealing all next week on My Mate Bought a Toaster. That episode will be up at patreon.com/toasterpod very soon indeed. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll see you next time for more My Mate Bought a Toaster with Josh Widdicombe. Woo! It's my mate.